Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Good Luck India Limited Q3 and 9-month FY24 earnings conference call. We have with us today Mr. M.C. Garg, Chairperson, Mr. Ram Agarwal, Chief Executive Officer, and Mr. Sanjay Bansal, Chief Financial Officer. As a reminder, all participants' lines will be in the listen-only mode and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on a touch-tone phone. I now hand the conference over to Mr. M.C. Garg, Chairperson, Good Luck India Limited. Thank you and over to you, sir.
Hello. Good evening. On behalf of everyone at Good Luck India Limited, my pleasure to welcome all of you on this call. The quarter ended 31st December 2023 for Q3 FY24 continued to be very rewarding. One, the results are already in your hand. Efforts put diligently by the team into fortifying and expanding the business are now bearing fruits, which we'll discuss a little later in the call. Q3 FY24 continued to be an eventful one. We have been improving our product mix by expanding our footprint into value-added, high-margin product. This need a steady stream of working capital, one of the critical areas which has successfully strengthened in the past three quarters. In the past quarter, we successfully closed our QIP round of rupees 200 crore. We drew good support from investors like names such as Bank of America and Morgan Stanley. They have participated in the round. The quality of investor on board is heartening and will continue to motivate us to sustain our growth momentum in the future. We witnessed a positive momentum on the demand side, owing to the robust economy, rising capex spending by the government, China plus strategy on the export side, and our momentum towards offering value-added products. Export has been our thrust area for the last 20 years. Our exports are roughly, in the value terms, almost 25%. However, there has been a worldwide slowdown in export, but we have been able to maintain our momentum and our export will close almost the same level as last year, in spite of country's export declining. This encourages us. It has been a fortune for us that our additional capacity, which we stored in our Gujarat plant, just came into production just in time when the demand was declining, and we are able to make up the shortage by additional production. This gives us confidence that we are going to do, once the things turn around, we are going to increase our export. The new plant in Secunderabad, which is coming for hydraulic tubing, will also primarily meant for export. It will give a good boost to the exports. Besides that, in the last two quarters, we have already gone into defense and aerospace also, for which the site development work has started, and we should be in production in the first quarter of the next financial year. We'll be producing forging components. Besides that, I have few things to add. We are into a bus body section. The government of India has decided to replace hard diesel buses in the urban renewal mission program. All the buses will be replaced by electrical vehicles, and there is going to be huge demand for tube which we manufacture. The big consumer like Ashoka Leyland, SML, and Olectra, they are our prime customer, and we hope this will give a good boost to our value-added segment. as you see in the results, our margins have improved. Because of our continuous effort, we have been adding value with volume, which has helped us to maintain our march towards a sustainable growth in the industry. And I take this opportunity to thank my team, my investor, shareholder, and my clients for empowering us with their trust and support. I would now request Mr. Ram Agarwal, Chief Executive Officer, to discuss in detail about the company's performance in Q3 and 9 months FY24. Over to you, Ram.
Thank you, sir. First of all, I would like to thank everyone for taking out time for attending today's call. As pointed by Mr. Garg, India is at the cusp of tremendous growth and well poised towards becoming third largest economy with a GDP of $5 trillion. Government focus on Gati Shakti, Jal Jeevan Mission, infrastructure spending, ₹11.1 lakh crore announced in budget, 2 crore houses for middle class, 1 crore houses rooftop solar, 2.6 lakh crore for railway making 4 corridors, roads by NHAI already at top speed, defense outlay increased, nothing is left where development scope is there. So your company is well poised to ride on the wave of development as we are in auto, defense and infra sector. In last 2 years, your company has expanded in infra by making first bullet train project under a joint workshop of L&T, IHI Japan and Good Luck at Bhuj, Gujarat. Having the first mover advantage, we have completed almost 7,000 ton fabrication. In auto sector, if you see, we are entering construction industry machines such as Hydra, dozers, by making hydraulic tubes of 15 mm thickness, virtually replacing seamless tubes. We will be one of the few plants in the world. In forging sector, as Mr. Garg has told, we have incorporated a subsidy, Good Luck Defense and Aerospace Limited, where we will make forged parts for artillery and aerospace sector. We are consistently assessing and enhancing our production facilities, conducting R&D for new projects with same asset base, which is our USP. Mechanizing and digitalizing our manufacturing operations collectively is our aim. In all vertical, with the new software we have installed, market analysis has taken a central stage and helping in tapping new markets. We are upgrading our tube mills for new shape and sizes to meet international demand. Our employees, they are our biggest asset, and companies initiating steps to help them grow and become our partner in company growth story. Sustainability is our aim. As we had told in the last phone call as well, company is continuously investing in measures which will offset millions of kg of CO2 emissions during the project lifetime. In a strategic development, company has made significant inroads in road safety sector by adopting European design and subsequently reducing cost of crash barriers. Company planning to introduce design in India as well as overseas in association with our overseas partner. Qatar Stadium is one of the examples of our joint efforts. With all the above initiatives, we feel much more is yet to be done. It's a continuous evolution process to enable us to remain ahead of our competitors. At the end, I would like to emphasize our aim: invest in equilibrating equipment to enhance our productivity with financial prudence. Going forward, the rising demand for steel in infra, favored government policies and conducive business environments are expected to result into an even brighter future for our engineering precision products. Thank you. Now I hand over the call to Mr. Sanjay Bansal, our CFO.
Thank you. I welcome on behalf of Good Luck India Limited. At the outset, I, Sanjay Bansal, welcome you all for joining us for conference on performance of the company in Q3 and 9 months of financial year 2022. Regarding Q3 performance, standalone, the sales was increased to ₹878.27 crores as against ₹705.94 crores during Q3 of previous year, registering a growth of 24%. However, EBITDA for the quarter stood at the rate of 8.62% of sales, amounting ₹75.66 crores, as against ₹53.37 crores during Q3 of previous year. The profit before tax, including other comprehensive income, was at ₹31.75 crores in Q3 of current year, as compared to 18.40 crores in Q3 of previous year. The performance of the company in 9 months of current financial year, the sales has been increased by 14%. EBITDA margins have improved to ₹220.21 crores, with EBITDA margin percentage 8.40% of sales, as against 6.85% during 9 months of last year. However, PAT margins have been increased to ₹95.04 crores, registering a growth of more than 60% as compared to 9 months period of previous year. The earning per share has been at ₹11.36 per share in Q3 of 2024, as against 7.02 per share during Q3 of previous year. However, EPS of the company in 9 months of current fiscal for standalone was 34.58 per share. On financial front, our interest cost and other expenses have almost flat due to increase in level of activity during 9 months period of current year as compared to previous year. Thank you very much. We may now start question and answer.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask the question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Ayush C. from Ravis Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi. I just had one simple question. Could you just elaborate on the segment-wise revenue for each of your segments?
The segment-wise revenue was as under our general product, structure, pipes, etc., contributes 50% of the sales. Structure division contributes 10% of revenue. CDW and ERW precision tubes contribute 25%, and forging division contribute 15%. Thank you.
Just one more question. Also, are we on track for the guidance given for FY26?
Pardon? Yes, we are definitely. We are on the track. What guidance we had given, it is as per the as per our planning.
All right. Thank you. All of us.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, a reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask question. The next question is from the line of Harsh from Chris PMS. Please go ahead.
Yes, thank you for the opportunity. Wanted to understand the new policy for the government for rooftop solar. Would our products be useful in those structures as well?
Yes, definitely. Because in every solar product, whether it is ground-based or rooftop-based, there is a part of a structure on which the module on which the modules are mounted. So with this, there will be a good demand of the structures which company is manufacturing.
Got it. Perfect. And on the subsidiary which has been created for defense, how fast do we see that subsidiary, you know, getting EBITDA positive and getting into a significant revenue proportion, say 10% revenue contribution?
It should be possible by third quarter of the next year.
Okay, so we are expecting 10% revenue from defense.
So basically from defense, we will be, when it will be at the full capacity, it will be giving a revenue of 350 crore to 400 crores.
Got it. And that would be in third quarter next year.
It will be almost H1 of the FY25.
Okay. Got it. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rakesh Roy from Omkar Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. My first question is regarding the defense business. So can you explain what type of equipment or what type of material we are supplying to defense companies, and who are our major client?
So basically, what we are doing, we are making forgings. Forgings which can be used in all the artilleries, which can be used in the helicopters, which can be used in their guns. So, but we are not known, we don't know in which part it will be used. We get the drawings and then we supply.
Okay, so the forging is for, especially forging for like a titanium or just normal steel or stainless steel?
It is it's a mix of the material. It may be a carbon material, it may be inconel, it may be titanium, it may be aluminium. Any kind of material, it is as per the DRDO specification. So,
okay. Yes, sir. Yes, please, sir.
No, okay. You please continue.
No, my question is, sir, how much defense product we have currently validated till date, from defense companies, and how much is the addressable market for next 1 or 2 years?
Basically, what we are doing in defense, we are supplying from our forging division, and It is not a significant revenue. It's hardly a 2 to 3% revenue of the company. But with the coming of, with the incorporation of this new subsidiary, we will be making significant supplies to the government as well as the exports for the defense purpose.
Exactly. Correct, sir. So how much we are looking from the domestic and how much we looking from the export market for defense business?
Because right now it is very difficult to tell because geopolitical conditions are changing very fast. Till 1 year back, India was an importer. But today, India is trying to become an exporter of BrahMos missiles. So this all will depend when our full production comes, then what will be the geopolitical condition. Then it will decide the share of domestic as well as the international demand. But the demand is very high.
Right. Okay, so just you mentioned 350 to 400 CR is an annual revenue, no?
Annual, definitely.
Yes, sir. And right, sir. So my next question regarding, sir, you are, sir, any plan to, you are targeting a 400 CR annually, that this will go like a 400 to 500 or 600 in next 5 to 6 years. What's the plan, sir?
Basically, right now we cannot tell it because it's all in the future. Right now, as per the capacity, this is our estimation. As we move on, we can let it know.
Okay. And who are the our major or big client in defense business, in POC or private?
So this cannot be told because it's a defense. So it is a thing which we cannot declare.
Exactly, right. Last question, defense, sir. Any plan to hive off your defense business in near future, because you are targeting 400 and this will go to nearby 700, 800. So next 3 to 4 years, are you planning to hive off this defense business to get the value?
No, it's already a new company. It's already our subsidiary. So I don't think so that it will be required.
Okay, right, sir. Thank you for answering.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to all participants, you may press star and 1 to ask question. The next question is from the line of Arjun Agarwal from Investo. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Hello. Good afternoon. First of all, congratulations on a very good set of results. I have got a couple of questions. The first one is, what measures are we taking as a company to reduce the power cost?
What company is doing? Right now, everybody is talking of the sustainability. Everybody is talking of reducing the carbon fuel, carbon footprints. So your company is also thinking in this direction. Company is already taking action because we have taken almost 30 megawatt solar power for our total plant, and it is almost 30% to 40% of our demand. So this way, our power bill will be reduced in the coming future. This year also, it will have an impact.
Sir, not only this, we have entered into an agreement that for the UP government policy, 10 megawatt, we will take solar power at the rate 3.4 rupees per unit for next 25 years. That agreement is being signed. Already we have signed an agreement of 6 megawatt. It has been enhanced to 10 megawatt. So the power cost will drastically reduce.
Thank you.
Those who are producing solar power energy, they have been allowed to give a preference to the consumer in UP.
Your voice is not clear. Voice is not clear.
Am I audible now, sir?
No, yes.
Yeah. Sir, one more question I just want to ask, that based on the things that are going globally, based on the Red Sea scenario that we are facing, so are there any issues with the exports cost, means logistic cost that we are facing right now, as of now?
Sir, there is a problem, but fortunately for us, our 25% of exports are to the areas which are not covered by Red Sea. Only 80% area, 75% export remains, which is affected by, out of that, almost out of 75%, 70% is we have FOB value, FOB contracts. So we are not affected. Only marginally we are affected. There we will be definitely affected. But effect will be minimal. Because most of our contracts to Europe and America are FOB basis.
Okay, glad to hear that, sir. And sir, the last question from my side is, like, based on the news that is floating around, that based on that renovation of all the railway stations and the footover bridges that has been planned by the government, especially by Railway Ministry. So, what are the applications? I just want to know that, is there any application of our products in the footover bridges and all other things that Railway has proposed?
Yes, we are doing all the FOBs. There is a new trend of stainless steel FOBs. So we have already entered into this. We are making one FOB of stainless steel in Visakhapatnam. So in all the FOBs, in all the bridges, and the railway station buildings, yes, because some New Delhi railway station building is coming up. So we are bidding with L&T, and if L&T and these other big players get it, so we will get a good portion of fabrication in that.
Okay, glad to hear that, sir, and all the best for the future quarter. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Piyush Arora from SOIC Research. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for giving me the opportunity, sir. So my question was, what is the margin profile of the defense business?
Margin profile, because right now we are doing only 3-4% business, but I expect in the field which we are going, their margin profile should be 20% plus. EBITDA margin should be more than 20%.
20%, sir. Okay, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask question. The next question is from the line of Anu Gupta from IIFL Securities. Please go ahead.
Afternoon, sir. Just want some basic understanding. So let's say, if you can give a breakup of your existing revenues in terms of end segment. So let's say, what portion would be auto, what portion would be export, what portion would be infrastructure or construction industry. If you can just break up your revenues broadly in that way.
Basically, our infrastructure section, which you talk, it is almost 60% now. And our auto section, it is almost 25%. And our forging division is almost 15%. This is a breakup.
Okay, and in the infrastructure segment, it is basically the ERW tubes which you supply, right? Nothing.
No. Infrastructure section, it contains many things. One, number one, if you call it, it is a structural tubing which is being used in the bus bodies. It is a solar power, so we are giving solar structures. And in infrastructure, in railways, we are giving FOBs, we are giving railway bridges, like we are supplying to this bullet train, first bullet train from Ahmedabad to Mumbai. We are talking of electrical towers, talking of your telecom towers. So all kinds of this encompasses the total structure division.
Understand. And similarly, if you can maybe give some picture on how is the profitability different across these segments, auto versus infra versus the third segment, which is exports also.
Basically, in infrastructure, if we talk of the railways and the electrical lines, there is normally 9 to 10% EBITDA. And in the structural tubing, because it's a general type of thing, so there the margins may be 3 to 4%. In CDW, it is normally 12 to 15%. In posing again, it is 12 to 15%.
Okay. And you had mentioned initially that you are also going in some hydraulic tubing.
This is the part of the CDW.
Okay. So that will go into the infrastructure equipment, right? The heavy equipment which are made by CCPS.
It will go again in the CDW because we will be making the hydraulic tubes. I have just told that it will be used in the construction machinery.
Understand. So there also the margins would be similar to what you do in CDW or auto segment.
They will be with good margins, but let us come in the production, then it will show in the balance sheet.
Okay. This is helpful, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask question. The next question is from the line of Tanika Kemani from Ufri Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi. Actually, I want to know what kind of top-line growth are we expecting in the next 2-3 years and accordingly the margins for it. Like with the different company and everything, do we expect a margin increase or is it going to be on the same line?
This year the top-line should be almost 3,500 plus, and in the next year it should be 4,000 plus, and by FY26 it should be 4,500 plus. This is what we expect in coming 2 years.
Okay, and the margin remains the same, like is it sustainable with defense and everything coming in?
Defense and aerospace, it will come only in FY26, so by that time the margins we are expecting right now, we are almost at 8.4% EBITDA, and next year we are expecting almost 9.9%, and in FY26 without defense we are expecting 9.5% plus. And the defense margin, when it comes into the operation, then it will be added to that.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Anupam Gupta from IIFL Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity, sir, again. Again, can you give a picture on the exports? Is it mostly for auto, or where does the export cater to, and which geographies broadly?
See, our 85% of our exports are to the developed market, like Australia, Europe, and America. It is not only auto tube. It is general engineering pipe, general purpose pipe, rail line pipe also. Each segment has a specific requirement. Mm-hmm. But we fortunately have established a brand that we are most preferred supplier of our product in all these markets.
Okay. Understand. That's helpful. Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Piyush Arora from SOIC Research. Please go ahead.
Sir, I think this question was asked earlier, just reconfirming. When is our defense capacity is going live? And you, I think, told about 350 to 400 crore revenue. When do we expect that, which financial year?
I could not understand. I could not hear. Can you repeat?
Sir, I think this question was also asked earlier. So this... Uh, so the
defense capacity capacities, when do they go live, and when do we expect the 350 to 400 crore top line to come by?
Well, it will take almost, because it will be started in the first half of the next year, next financial year, and to ramp up the capacity, it will take time from FY26.
From FY26 onwards?
Yes.
Okay, okay. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask question. The next question is from the line of Arjun Agarwal from Investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. I just want to ask one more question. Regarding the high-speed rail corridor, the order that we got from L&T, sir, can you just give a breakup cost, if possible, that how much order we have delivered or it's in the pipeline and how much is under the production?
Basically, we have completed one-third of the order and balance two-thirds is under production. And some more orders are expected from L&T because we are the only one who have completed this quantity so far.
Regarding, sir, high-speed rail corridor or some other rail
project? High-speed rail corridor. You were specific about the high-speed rail corridor.
Yes, sir. Yes, I was asking. Okay. Yes, sir. Thank you. And just, sir, I just want to know one more thing about the business, if it's okay. I don't know whether I'm correct or not. But, sir, are there any opportunities for our products in the dedicated freight corridor also?
Yes, definitely. In dedicated freight corridors, there are the steel bridges. And in the WDFCC, Western Dedicated Freight Corridor, we had given almost 12,000 tons of steel, 12,000 tons of steel bridges. And the new corridors which have been announced in the budget, I hope we will have very good quantities from there.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, sir. Thank you for your answer.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Anupam Gupta from IIFL Securities. Please go ahead.
Sir, when you say that you have got these large orders from L&T and you expect orders from DFCC as well, and when you say that you make bridges as well, so how does this work? Do you only supply the material, or are you also responsible for construction of it, or and who takes the working capital risk here? How does the contract work with L&T, let's say?
In this particular contract, L&T is giving us the material, so on the working capital side, L&T has to take it. We are only fabricating and supplying in this particular contract. The erection has to be done by some other agency. But in general, when we do the build work, at many places, we supply the material, we erect the material. But as far as construction civil is concerned, we are not in that business.
Okay. So erection, when you say erect, you will take the working capital risk as well till the project is completed?
Normally, we don't take working capital risk, because our 70% of the build parties, they give the material.
Okay.
They finance
the working capital. Okay. In the sense that they'll basically buy out the HR coil for you and you'll do the conversion effectively.
So it is made by the place, basically, which is purchased from Steel Authority, JSPL and JSW. And those plates are fabricated and painted by us and supplied to the site.
Understand. Okay. And when you and in the CDW segment, it is primarily for auto, where it will be more like ongoing contracts with direct pass through of raw material, right? Or there it's not short term contracts there.
We have schedules of week wise, so we have a visibility even for 6 months, 1 year, but definitely sizes keeps on coming on monthly basis, so we supply accordingly. HR is the raw material for the same, what you wanted to know.
Understand. Okay, that's all for my question. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask question. The next question is from the line of Rakesh Roy from Omkara Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. One question. You have, sir, guided for FY25, you are targeting 4,000 plus, and FY26, you are targeting 4,500 plus. So this includes a different revenue also, sir?
No, no, it does not include.
Okay. Yes, okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask question. So there are no questions in the queue. Shall we close it, sir?
Yeah.
Okay.
I wish to thank all participants for joining us on call today in past half an hour. I hope that we have been able to answer all your queries and could also throw some light on the way forward for Goodluck India Limited. In case you have more queries, we request you to please email us on investor@goodluckindia.com. Thank you and have a good day.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Goodluck India Limited, that concludes today's session. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.